super humanistic podcast where we talk about all things health and wellness. We are your hosts, David and Jessica. Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. Check out Super Humanistic on socials and YouTube for more health and fitness tips. And we are going to kick it off with a little bit of recap of last week. We talked about strength training. So all the benefits associated with strength training, if you want to learn more about that, along with different workouts you can do, and also what happens to your body if you don't strength train, go ahead and listen to last week's episode. This week, we are going to be talking about the health benefits of music. So whether you're a fan of classical music, rock music, pop music, this episode is going to be for you. We're going to get into the many health benefits of music, such as reducing anxiety, relieving pain, and boosting your mood. You want to jump into some of that?
So I feel like music is still pretty new in the health field, at least, and like the benefits and the impact that music has on everyone's health. But it's interesting because I definitely notice a difference when I'm listening to music in my brain and how I'm responding to the type of music that I listen to. So first, music does provide our brain with a total workout. So meaning like all parts of our brain are being worked as we listen to different types of music. So music in general has the potential to reduce anxiety. So our brain does respond better to music that we grew up listening to. I know in the gym, I tend to have a better workout. So another benefit of listening to music in the gym, you can actually enhance your workout. There is evidence to show that your workout endurance increases as you're listening to music. And of course, it depends on the type of music and your preferences as well. But I'll notice my workout is better as I listen to more of like the, not rock music, but like music that has more beats per minute. So like the faster paced music, my heart starts to race and then my workout tends to be better. Music can also reduce blood pressure. So opposite effect of your heart racing, it can also reduce pressure and that pain. So it brings it down, depending again on the type of music you're listening to. It can improve sleep quality. I know there are a lot of people out there that will listen to simply white noise. Although we don't maybe think of white noise as being music, it is a frequency. It is a sound that's coming through the system, and it has that impact on our brain to help with our sleep quality. So that background noise still considered to be a type of music. So also music is known to improve our mood. I don't know about any of you, but if I am listening to a song or a song comes on the radio that maybe I've listened to as a child and have a positive connection to when I was a child, it improves my mood instantly. Not only is it improving my mood, but another benefit of music is it does help with our memory. So listening to that one song that I remember listening to as a kid with that happy moment or memory of mine, I now am being like, now my memory is going back to that time and reliving that memory. The same thing goes for the sad songs too. So there are certain songs that will come on the radio or that I'll listen to as we go to church and I'm starting to cry and my husband's like, why are you crying right now? And I'm like, it's the music, it just hit me. So it does impact our mood greatly in both ways, right? Positive as well as the sadness that comes out too, because it can help invoke those memories that sometimes bring up some of that pain or the happiness. So if you're listening to a song that maybe put you in a certain mood as far as bringing you down in your mood, listen to those songs that will help boost that mood to get you out of that funk as well. So it also helps with mental alertness. in school, a lot of times I will listen to music as I'm taking notes or studying because that song's going to help me relate the information to whatever I'm learning. So then when I go to take a test or go to, I don't know, follow up on this homework with the teacher, I now am going to do better on my test when I start to think of that song in my brain as well. So you don't have to necessarily like play that song as you're doing the test. It would help even more if you're able to play the song or listen to music as you're working on whatever you were learning. But just simply learning, listening to music while you're learning it and then going to take the test and remembering that same song helps you to do better on that test. So it helps with the memory and mental alertness. I know at work I'll say, okay, I'm gonna put a timer on and there's music in the background of the timer, and it does help myself to remember how much time I have left to complete a task. So it makes me more alert and helps me to set those limitations of like, I'm gonna work for X many minutes and then I need a break, as we all need breaks throughout tasks. Music can also change our ability to perceive time. So when you get lost into the music, sometimes the time also gets lost. It's a way for us to tap into our primal fears. So certain types of music, again, those emotions come out. It's the frequency, the beats that are coming through the music that makes us feel certain emotions that maybe we weren't feeling prior to listening to that song. It reduces seizures. There's new studies out there that show that music can help to reduce seizures as well. Makes you a better communicator, stronger. So like I was saying before, in the gym, if I'm listening to a certain music with higher beats per minute, my workouts are a little bit better. So it does help to increase your endurance and also makes you stronger. Boost your immune system. So listening to that uplifting music, we know that endorphins are often released as we listen to the happy music. So that those sort of songs also help boost our immune system. It assists in repairing brain damage. So a lot of patients who have dementia or Alzheimer's disease will listen to music, and there's new studies out there too that show that that music is helping to reduce those symptoms and the impact that those diseases have on people's brains. So repairs that brain damage, makes you smarter. So kind of touched on how when listening to a song while doing work helps you to remember that work later on. Evokes memory and then helps with Parkinson's patients as well. So those are the benefits that I have for music.
A lot of great benefits there. So some great information on why you should incorporate music into your life. And just a few more details there. You mentioned the stress relief, and the way that happens is listening to music can lower your cortisol levels. Mm-hmm. So that's how that's reducing that anxiety and promoting that relaxation. And then when it comes to, you mentioned the positive mood on, or the positive impact on mood, that's because listening to music can trigger that release of dopamine, which is that kind of feel good and can kind of make you feel happier. Mm-hmm. And so that's a little bit more detail into how that's working in your body. And some great ways are to curate, or some great ways to incorporate music into your lifestyle are to curate a playlist. So you can have one for different moods, like you were mentioning. The gym, you might listen to some EDM, kind of get you pumped, or some rock music. Or when you're reading or studying, maybe you listen to classical or soft rock, something like that. So that's a great way to start incorporating it into your daily routine. You can also listen while you're cooking, cleaning, driving, of course, as everybody I'm sure does. Get yourself a nice pair of headphones and get some good sound there. If you play an instrument, it's great. I wish I did. But I'm sure that's another way to really relieve your stress and kind of express your creativity, which is great as well when it comes to music. And you can also attend live performances. And that'll help you engage and kind of feel that invigoration and maybe sense of community as well. I know we recently went to a Timmy Trumpet concert on New Year's Eve and celebrated the New Year that way. So those are some ways to incorporate music into your life more. You mentioned music and exercise. So music can kind of help you get a rhythm going and kind of maintain a steady pace and just make your workouts feel less strenuous. So I know there's a school of thought out there that says it's best to really concentrate on what you're doing in your workouts and focus on those muscle movements and stretching that muscle, and that's important as well. But it's also important, I think, to incorporate music just to help you get through your workout and make it kind of less strenuous and help you stay more in the moment. You mentioned studies on music. Music therapy is recognized as a therapeutic practice that uses music to address physical, emotional, and cognitive needs. So it's used in various settings in hospitals, schools, and rehabilitation centers. So just more of a fun fact on that when it comes to music. So that is all we had for you this week on music. It can be a great ally in your journey to a better overall health, living, and balance. So whether you're playing music, dancing, make sure you make music a part of your daily lifestyle, and it provides just a myriad of benefits. Make sure you follow Superhumanistic on everything, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.